Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I really meant I was sorry for ever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway.
Little Stevie Ray bringing this back to late grade. That's on the Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Barbara Welton is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, almost 23 years she's been hanging out with us. She's a tax attorney by profession. She's the author of the J.K. Lasser series of Small Business Taxes, among other many books that she's written. When you go to Amazon, you'll see all of them there. The new one, 2021, is the new book, and also the supplement, which includes the updates from the last tax law in December that they passed, for the pandemic. Barbara, thanks again for being here. You're going to be on television today. Tell us about that quickly.
Actually, I'm going to be on a live broadcast for MarketWatch at 1:25 today, Eastern Time.
All right, so check that out, folks. Barbara, what else do we need to know about our taxes going forward?
Well, several things. First of all, people are asking, are they going to extend the deadline again? And the answer is probably not, but there are no guarantees. So it looks like we're going to still have the March 15 deadline for calendar year partnerships S corporations and the April 15th deadline for individual, for business owners and C corporations calendar year. And, of course, the option of a six-month automatic extension if you ask for it. So that looks pretty clear that we're not going to get an extension or don't plan
really,
to get an
there
extension.
There really is no reason this year to do that, is there?
At this point, no. But who knows? I don't like to make predictions anymore because who knows what's going to happen.
Well, you can never underestimate Washington's ability to try to pander, right?
Right. So who knows what will happen, but likely don't count on it. Mm-hmm. Another thing that we have to consider is that Congress is at it again in terms of making tax changes, and we have to keep our eye on the ball because the changes could be retroactive and impact 2020 returns.
Wow.
Or they could be just going forward. Who knows?
Retroactive. We'd have to sue about that. I mean, we'd have to take them to court on that. You can't make people go back and pay things that they hadn't planned for in the previous year. You just can't.
No, I think it's the opposite, that they're going to create benefits going back.
Okay, well, now like, take the benefits. That's different.
You'll take the benefits. One of the things they're talking about, which I think is a good thing, is making the work opportunity credit permanent. That's one of those credits that keeps getting extended.
What does that mean?
For hiring, yes, it's for hiring people from certain targeted groups. So in the past, we really focused on people getting off of family assistance or ex-felons. But one of the categories is someone who's been unemployed for 26 consecutive weeks.
Hmm.
So if you may be hiring a top-notch person who just got laid off due to the pandemic,
right,
if you qualify for this. So anyway, they're talking about making this permanent, which would be really good because it is a leg up for some people.
It's a good way to use revenue, to use government funds, because it actually puts people to work. It doesn't just give them a handout.
Exactly. So I really like this one. Again, who knows in terms of what assistance is going to be available for small business? As you and I know, Washington pays a lot of lip service to small business, but
that's it.
Not a whole lot of action that's really beneficial. So
yeah,
we have to kind of wait and see.
They're, as the Texans say, they're all hat and no cattle. But the point you make about retroactive, Barbara, is another argument for filing an extension. Why would you jump in unless you're going to get a return, a refund that you can use? Why would you jump in and do your taxes all, this month or next month or whatever? Do them by the April 15th or whenever you have to have them done. Why would you do that when you can file an extension and just see what's going to happen? What do you think, Barb?
Well, that's certainly a very good strategy. It doesn't really cost you anything to file the extension, as long as you getting an extension of time to file your return does not give you more time to pay your taxes. So pay as much as you think you might owe by the filing deadline, so you won't incur interest and penalties. But again, then you have more time to sit back and see. And the government is continually issuing guidance and help, mm-hmm. so that some of the rules that we might not be too clear on may be clarified.
Well, and you get to pay. If you don't know what your return is going to be, you get to pay the taxes you think you owe, which you don't know what they are because you haven't done your taxes yet. So you get to pay what you think you owe, which might accidentally be less than you really owe, and it could be a little bit of help for you there. I mean, and then if there is an adjustment in the return, then you haven't already paid them money that you didn't have to pay that you now are going to get back. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. There's no reason to give the government an interest-free loan. let's put it that way. Why pay, overpay and then wait to get your own money back? So that does make a lot of sense. And as it stands now, because interest rates are so low, if you do get penalized for underpaying, it's kind of modest.
Yeah, the worst thing they're going to do is charge you interest, and they're going to penalize you, are they?
Depending on how much you underpay, but it's basically like an interest charge.
It might be money you could use. We'll take a quick break. Come right back with Barbara Weltman. Big Ideas for SmallBusiness.com. Is that right, Barb?
That is correct.
So check it out, folks. I finally remembered after all these years. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.